Let's not sugarcoat this. Most people avoid having tough conversations with their peers and team members like the plague. Why? Because they are uncomfortable, emotional, and nobody wants to be the bad guy. But here's the truth. Avoiding tough conversations doesn't make you nice. It makes you negligent. If you're a leader, regardless of title, you owe your team honesty, clarity, and accountability. I'm giving you a playbook to have performance conversations that are direct, respectful, and will actually change things. The longer you wait and avoid having that chat, the worse the problem will become. You are allowing something to continue that goes against expectations. Your team is seeing this. By avoiding the conversation, you are allowing your expectation bar to be lowered. Whether it's a teammate missing deadlines, a peer dragging morale down, or a high performer losing their edge, silence is never kindness. If you don't address it early, resentment builds and performance tanks. Here's what to do. Act within 48 hours of noticing the issue. Delay turns discomfort into drama. Next, get clear on the facts. Be specific. What happened? When? What's the impact? Remember, don't crowdsource your courage. You're the leader. It's your job to say what needs to be said. Here is a quick win. If you've been sitting on a tough convo for more than a week, schedule it right now. You'll feel 10x better just having it on the calendar. Winging it is how good intentions turn into train wrecks. A performance conversation isn't a takedown, it's a turning point. You're not there to unload frustrations. You're there to create clarity and spark change. Here's what to do. Write down the behavior, not the attitude. For example, you've missed 3 key deadlines in the last 2 weeks. That is about the behavior. You're just not committed. This example is about the attitude. It's off-putting. Stay clear with your intentions for the conversation. Next is to know your goal. It's important to understand what success looks like after the conversation. Then you can plan your opening line. Make it clear, kind, and calm. Here is a sample opener for you to build from. I want to talk about something I've noticed because your performance matters, and so does your experience here. Try this quick win. Prepare a 3-point script. Point 1 is what you are seeing. Point 2 is why it matters. Point 3 is what needs to change. You can be direct without being a jerk, and kind without being vague. Tough conversations go sideways when they're too soft, nothing changes, or too sharp, people shut down. The sweet spot? Clear, calm, candid. Give this a try. Lead with facts. Leave emotion and judgment out of it. Be human. It's okay to say, this isn't easy to bring up, but it's important. Make it a two-way conversation. Ask, how do you see it? And really listen. There are also 2 things you want to avoid. 1, don't blame, label, or globalize. You always, or you never. 2, don't sandwich real feedback between 2 empty compliments. Try using this phrase for a quick win and to stay centered. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I believe in your potential and want to help you get back on track. The win isn't just saying the hard thing, it's sparking real movement. Here is your move. You can't just drop feedback and walk away. You need to create clarity around what comes next and involve the other person in building the solution. Give this approach a try. First, ask, what's your take on this and what would support look like? Second, agree on 1 or 2 clear next steps. Make sure they're measurable. Third, set a follow-up. Circle back in a week or two to check progress. You can use this example as a way to close the conversation. Let's reconnect in 10 days and see how things are going. I want to help you succeed, and I'm here to support you in making this shift. Give this one-liner a try for a quick win and to lock things in. Let's write down what success looks like so we're aligned and can track progress. If feedback only shows up when someone's failing, you've already failed as a leader. Don't let tough convos be rare events. Normalize performance feedback, good, bad, and everything in between. That's how you build trust, resilience, and growth. Here's your play. FIRs, give positive feedback regularly, specifically, not generically. Second, ask for feedback too. Model it. What's something I could do better and how I lead? Finally, treat feedback as a partnership, not a punishment. Your job is to help people grow, not catch them slipping. Here is your play. Start every team meeting with this question. What's one win and one challenge from this week we can learn from? It builds reflection, safety, and trust. You know what doesn't work? Avoidance. Passive aggression. Waiting until things explode. You know what does? Straight talk. Early intervention. Clear expectations. Real accountability. So, here's the mindset shift. Tough conversations aren't a burden. They're a privilege. You're not calling someone out, you're calling them up. That's what leadership actually is,